In the studio with me, a man of the cloth, as they say sometimes. Pastor Ross, how are you?
I am doing great, Tasha. Such a pleasure to be here with you today.
It is a pleasure to meet you. I've heard so many great things about you, and you're the pastor at Ephesus.
Yes.
Okay, give us the exact location and the name of the church.
All right. So it's the Ephesus Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Okay.
It's located at 105 6th Avenue North.
Okay.
In the beautiful city of Birmingham, Alabama, just a half a mile to the east of Legion Field.
Yes, yes. I know it well.
Yes.
Because TWC was there for a period of time, and that's actually where I joined.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
direct connect
yes.
I have yes. to Ephesus, I
yes,
tell you.
Yes.
I feel connected and bonded.
Awesome, awesome. We are too.
So you had an amazing event Saturday with Vashon Mitchell. You know, I chatted with him Friday.
Yes, yes, yes. Truly amazing. He's just an explosive, spirit-filled gospel artist, and we're just truly delighted to have had him in our city.
Yeah, but there's going to be more happening in the coming days. So I don't know what to call this. Is it a revival? Is it a praise week? What is this?
It's all of that and then some.
Okay.
Yes. So we call calling it the Victory Crusade. Actually, fully the full thing is the LIVE, L-I-V-E,
okay.
Victory Crusade. And that word LIVE is an acronym that stands for Living in Victory Every Day.
Ooh, come on. We need
that.
That's
what it's about. Yes, we do.
Ooh, we need to live in victory every day. There is so much happening in the world right now. I know you know.
Yes.
I know we all know that there's so much happening in the world that I feel like this is right on time, the Victory Crusade.
It really is, Tasha. You know, the world is in chaos right now. Mm-hmm. We're in an upheaval, and people are confused. They're hurting. There's a lot of healing that needs to happen in our communities and also across our nation.
Sure.
Every time we turn on the television or
literally,
the news media, yes.
Literally every time we turn
it on. Yeah, every time.
Uh-huh. I don't even know what you're about to say, but I know where you're going.
Yeah.
Literally every time I turn on the TV, it's something.
It's bad news.
Yes.
It's bad. We need some good news.
Yes, we do.
Right? We need hope. And that's what.
He is the good news.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
He is the good news.
He is the gospel,
mm-hmm.
right? That's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this crusade, this Victory Crusade is all about. It's
okay.
about offering people hope, help, and healing at a time like this.
Okay, so how does it go down, and how can we participate in the worship and the message?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we got started on yesterday evening at 5:30.
Okay.
And every night, we're going to be on every night at the Ephesus Church,
okay.
every night except for Thursday nights.
Okay.
We're going to begin at 6:30.
Okay.
There are some nights, like Mondays and Wednesdays, that we're actually going to start at 6 o'clock. Because we're going to have a health lecture.
Ooh.
So this is very holistic.
Okay.
We're going to be preaching the gospel. We have Dr. Alexander Bryant, who's traveled the world preaching the good news.
Okay.
And he's going to be on every night. But we're going to have a short feature for about 30 minutes prior to when he gets up,
mm-hmm.
where we're going to talk about health, finances, and things that really affect people's daily lives.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, health. You can't get any more personal in daily life than your health.
That's right.
Eating
right.
well.
Yes.
Focusing on your water. You know, I was talking to a young lady recently. She's 20, and she doesn't drink enough water.
Yeah.
And so I've been pushing her just a little bit every day. Like, hey, did you drink that water?
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I think anything that can encourage us all to be better, because, you know, I told you earlier, I just had a baby.
Yes.
She'll be a year old soon. So I am constantly focused on what I eat because she nurses.
Yeah.
But even more so now that she's transitioning to being older, I'm focusing a little bit more on me and making sure that I get what I need. And I hope people will come out and get what they need, get fed in many ways.
Yes, yes, exactly. And we appreciate that. And it's very holistic, as we mentioned. So it's about people's health. It's really about empowering the community.
Okay.
And again, we're providing hope. We're providing answers and solutions to the problems that we're dealing with.
Wow.
And that's what it's about. So I hope that the community will come out and really just enjoy this awesome experience. Then there's gospel music. We're going to have food giveaways. We're going to be giving away all kinds of good stuff.
And this runs through September 16th?
It runs through September the 16th.
This
every
is a nice
night
stretch.
Except for Thursday nights.
Okay. And where can we go online to get more information about Living in Victory Every Day? And that's LIVE.
Yes.
Okay. I love that acronym. acronym.
Yes, yes, yes. So we can go to www.birminghamephesus.org.
Now, you know you're going to have to spell Ephesus. Come on now.
So it's E-P-H-E-S-U-S.
Okay. Make sure you go online so you can get details on the Victory Crusade. So, you know, victory is it's a powerful word. What does it represent to you? Not just as a pastor, you know, but as a man. What does victory represent?
As a man, it represents to me, Tasha, change. It represents growth.
Oh, wow.
You know, as opposed to stagnation and staying the same place. And the word of God calls us to change. And it's the thing that we fear a lot.
Yes.
You know, we all fear change. I know I have to deal with that personally, Tasha.
Raising my hand. I should probably
amen,
raise
amen.
Both.
And I do the same with you. We fear change, you know, but change can bring about a lot of positive things in our lives, you know, if we direct it accordingly, if we're thoughtful about it, and if it's God-directed change,
indeed.
You know, it's for our good.
Yeah, I think our world needs a lot of change right about now.
Oh, I would agree with you.
Yeah, our world could go with a lot of change, a lot of victory.
Yeah.
But I think that's a refreshing take on it, that victory represents growth and evolution.
Yes.
Yeah, because I think when I hear the word victory, my initial response would be winning.
Yeah.
You know, I think about winning, but I like your take on it. That's refreshing. It's got my wheels spinning a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. How can people embrace change more?
Yeah. And that's a good question, Tasha. I think the first thing is coming into relationship with Christ and recognizing that whatever change he brings into our lives is for our good. And I think if we recognize that this is best for me, as I am growing and developing, I want to be better. And not just better than someone else. You see, that's where the winning factor,
the comparison,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to go to the next level for me.
Okay.
You know, it's like God has a separate growth plan for each of us.
Indeed.
You know, just like an educator or a teacher has, and that teacher, he or she knows where their students are at, and they develop and design a plan just for them. God has a plan that's individually tailored for each of us.
Yeah. He numbered our hairs.
There you go.
I mean, if you can number my hair, I gotta be some kind of special to you.
That's
and
right.
I have to be
that's
so
right.
specific.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
That is a very specific action to me. That means that there is a definitive plan. Jeremiah 29:11.
Yes.
That plan is not generic.
That's right.
Is not like going to a cell phone company and saying, hey, let me get that $50 plan.
Yeah.
The one that such and such has.
Yeah. 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 I love that. I love that, Tasha.
Yeah.
I love that. I like that. It's one of my favorite passages in Jeremiah 29.
Mine too.
And also for 3 John 1.
Okay.
Which says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper.
Yes.
I think that's kind of the sister text to Jeremiah 29.
Yes.
I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And that's what this meeting is all about. Again, it's holistic. That God is not just interested in our spiritual well-being, you know, but he's interested in our physical and financial, our holistic well-being.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're human beings and we're
complex.
Multidimensional.
We have so many. Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly what
That's
you
right.
just said. We have
right.
so many facets, so many layers to our living that and he is focused on the whole person.
Yes.
So I think it's awesome that the Victory Crusade is focusing on the whole person.
Yes. We are. We have things for families, things for children, for young people. And so each night we're gonna have a different focus.
Okay.
Where we're gonna focus on families. We have topics that are geared towards these different groups.
See, you're not gonna be happy. Having me coming every night now, Pastor Ross. I can't listen. I just told you I have an 11-month-old.
Yeah.
He's trying to get me to come every night.
And we have childcare provided for that. 11-month-old.
Ding, ding, ding. Childcare provided. So make sure that you go online and get more details on the Victory Crusade. And I think that no matter what, you know, category, what denomination, however you view your spirituality, I think this would definitely benefit you.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what level you're at, what denomination you belong to, or whether you don't even believe.
Okay.
We invite you to come and to check it out.
Yeah.
We invite you to come and to hear the word of God and to discover that there are alternatives, you know, whereby we can live victorious lives.
Absolutely.
You know, another aspect of victory too is what I call just overcoming.
Mm.
Just overcoming, going to the next level. And the Bible says that we're more than conquerors. more than conquerors. Yeah. Not just conquerors, but more than conquerors.
That's that greater sign that we learned in the second, third grade.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than conquerors. So we're not victims. We're victors. Mm. We're overcoming. If we're in Christ, he gives us the power to always move to the next level. And there's always another level. We never stop growing.
That's true. I love it. I'm so excited about the Victory Crusade. Give us the address again.
Yes, 105 6th Avenue North, Birmingham, Alabama.
That is Church of the Ephesus, and it is all about living in victory, the Victory Crusade. Where are you online again?
Yeah, www.birminghamephesus.org.
Awesome. Thanks for taking some time to stop by and chat with me.
Well, thank you for having me, Tasha. Really appreciate it.